The second and greatest evil came upon Gondor in the reign of Telemnar, the 26th king, whose father Midadil, son of Eldakar, was slain at Pelargir by the corsairs of Umbar. They were led by Angamite and Sangahayanda, the great-grandsons of Castamir. Soon after, a deadly plague came with dark winds out of the east. The king and all his children died, and great numbers of the people of Gondor, especially those that lived in Osgiliath. Then, for weariness and fewness of men, the watch on the borders of Mordor ceased, and the fortresses that guarded the passes were unmanned. Later it was noted that these things happened even as the shadow grew deep in Greenwood, and many evil things reappeared, signs of the arising of Sauron. It is true that the enemies of Gondor also suffered, or they might have overwhelmed it in its weakness. But Sauron could wait, and it may well be that the opening of Mordor was what he chiefly desired. When King Telemnar died, the white trees of Minas Anor also withered and died. But Tarondor, his nephew, who succeeded him, replanted a seedling in the citadel. He it was who removed the king's house permanently to Minas Anor, for Osgiliath was now partly deserted, and began to fall into ruin. Few of those who had fled from the plague into Ithilien, or to the western dales, were willing to return. Tarondor, coming young to the throne, had the longest reign of all the kings of Gondor, but he could achieve little more than the reordering of his realm within, and the slow nursing of his strength. But Telumetar, his son, remembering the death of Minadil, and being troubled by the insolence of the corsairs, who raided his coasts even as far as the Anfalas, gathered his forces, and 1810 took Umbar by storm. In that war the last descendants of Castamir perished, and Umbar was again held for a while by the kings. Telumatar added to his name the title Umbardakil. But in the new evils that soon befell Gondor, Umbar was again lost, and fell into the hands of the men of Harad.